We're up to Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're starting again from Rav Elezer Omar. About four lines from the second to the last two dots. Rav Elezer Omar, Sofik Kora Kriyashma, Sofik Lo Kora, Chozer Vekore, Kriyashma. Sofik Ispal, Sofik Lo Ispal, Enom Chozer Mispal. Rav Yochanan Omar, Levaish Ispal, Odom Kol Hayom Kula. Rav Elezer says that if you are not sure if you read Kriyashma or not, so you have to read it over, because Kriyashma is Deoraisa. If you're not sure if you daven Shmona Esrei or not, so then you have to, what's it called, not daven Shmona Esrei again, because Shmona Esrei is only Derabon. Rabbi Yochanan says, halavai, if you daven all day, that even if you're Mesupik, if you daven Shmona Esrei, you can daven again. Okay, first of all, by Sofik Kara Kriyashma, let's say you're not sure if you daven Kriyashma, or you said the Brachas. So it's pretty clear that if you're sure you said Kriyashma, but you're not sure you said the brachas are only the Rabbanan, and they have the same din of tefillah. But if you're not chos of tefillah, if it's only the Rabbanan, you're not chos of the brachas either. But if you have to say Kriyashma again, which is Minat Torah, do you say the brachas, misafik, or not? So the Rambam holds that once you have to say Kriyashma over, because you're not sure if you said Kriyashma or not, you have to say the brachas also. And the same would be lechora in any situation. We have the suffix whether you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa or not. That you have to, if you're going to do the mitzvah misafik, you have to make the brachas also misafik. And that's taka how the Rambam paskins. However, there is another Rambam that says that if you have a case where you have a suffix whether you have to make a bris mil or not, an androgynous or whatever, people who are suffix whether you have to make a bris. So the Rambam says the halacha is you make the bris, but you don't make any brachas. Because you don't make brachas, misafik. So what's the difference between the two cases? Here you're having to say kriyashma misafik, and you still say the brachas. And there you have to make a mila misafik, and you don't make the brachas. So some learn that the hevdil is the following. When you have a vadei chiyuv to do something, you vadei have to read kriyashma. You're just not sure if you were yotzei or not. Then if you have to do it again, you have to do it with the brachas too. You have to do it the proper way. Benching is another example. Right? You're not sure if you're benched or not. You have to say all the four brachas, not just the ones that are minat Torah. You have to say the entire benching, even the drabonin one. Because there's a vade chiyuv to bench. The question is, were you yotze that chiyuv or not? Then if you have to do it again, you do it even with the drabonins together with it. But if the suffix is whether there's a chiyuv altogether, by mila, the suffix whether there's bechlal a chiyuv mila here or not, then you only do the doraisa part and not the rabbanan part. And some say that birchas kriyashma are yotzim and aklal, because birchas kriyashma are birchas shevach vehodah, and there's no inyan of bracha levatala by them. Right? Some hold that when it comes to birchas shevach vehodah, there's no inyan bechlal of birchas bracha levatala, only by birchas hamitzvahs. So by Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, if you're not sure if you have to make a meal or not, you don't say the brachas. By Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, there it could be you don't have to worry about bracha levatol. Okay, but the first explanation is the Iker one. Okay. Now, the Rabbi Yochanan says, Levai Shispal Kol Hayom. Tosfos paskens like Rabbi Yochanan, but that you daven again, but only if you're Sofik. If you're not sure if you davened or not, then the halacha is you daven Shmon Esrei again, misafik. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, levai shispal kol hayom. The Ravid learns that even Rabbi Lozer, who holds that you don't have to daven, only holds you don't have to daven again. But he also holds you could daven, it's no brach levatala, but tefila, and you could daven again. So the Ravid learns, the machlokas is, between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you have to daven again. Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't have to daven again, and Rabbi Lezer holds it, Rabbi Lezer holds you don't have to daven again, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Levaishis Pal Odom Kol Hayom that you, have to daven again. But everybody holds you could daven again if you want to. That's the right thing. We'll see, the Ra'o holds that if you're not, don't have to daven again, you're not allowed to daven again, it's a Bracha Levatov. Okay, and again, it'll be that same Shaila, whether by Birchas Shevach Lahodah, not Birchas HaMitzvah, there's an inyan of Bracha Levatola or not. Okay, let's go on. The Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Hoya Omei B'Tfila, the Nizker Shehispalel, Posek Afilu Be'emtza Bracha. If you, what's it called? If you're standing Shmoneh Esrei, and you remember that you davened already. Right, somebody once told me a interesting port we had before by Shema, that if you're saying, what's it called, Ga'os al Yodchol, the Totafos Bene Necho, right, or what's it called, Uchsavtom al Nezuzos Beisecho Vishorecho, and you're not sure if you're saying it from the first parasha or the second parasha, so in halach is what you do. Somebody told me, Bizman Azeh, we're up to the Madrega where you could be taking three steps back and not sure if you're starting Shemon Esrei or you just finished Shemon Esrei. So here a person is davening and he realized he davened before. Posek Vafilu Be'emtza Bracha. He has to stop where he is, dead and not going a word on. Because whatever he says now is a Bracha Levatol. Heini Vom Rav Nachman Ki Avino Be'Rabba Baravua Bo Minon Hani B'nei Be'Rab Deto Umitkri Dechol B'Shabes Maushi Yigmaru. Right? We had, what's it called, a shaila, that if the Talmidei HaYeshiva made a mistake, and they said Birchas Chol on Shabbos, instead of Shabbos, Shemon Esrei, should they finish that bracha or not? Omar Lon, Gomrim Koloso Bracha. You finish that bracha. So you see, even though they don't really have to daven that, right? Because there's no, what's it called, no place for Birchas Chol on Shabbos, still, if you started the bracha, you finish it. So why don't we say the same thing over here? You remembered you davened, so really you have no place to say this bracha, but you started already, so you should finish. Or it says, Hachi hashta. Hosom gabra bar chiyuva hu v'rabbonin hu delo etrachu mishum kovet Shabbos. Aval hocha of solile. Right, over there by Shabbos, really you should say Shemon Esrei on Shabbos. The only reason you don't say Shemon Esrei on Shabbos is the rabbonin didn't want to triach you to say full Shemon Esrei brachas. So they gave you to say a kitzer. But if you started already, right, there is a place for Shemona Esrei on Shabbos. Except, the Rabbanan didn't want to bother you to say it, so therefore you finish that bracha at least. But, what's it called? But on Chol, if you davened already, there's no place at all to say another bracha, to say it again. Therefore you stop where you are. You see Rashi, and then we'll see what's here. Chozer v'kori kriyashma, kesover kriyashma d'oraisehi. Ulevai shispa lovin kol ayom, ba'alochis gedolos posek halochik Reb Yochanan, besothek. Ba'alochik ishmuel b'vadei yispala. Ba'alochis like Reb Yochanan, that you daven Shemon Esrei again if you're not sure if you daven, but if you're sure you daven, then ba'alochis like Shmuel that you're not allowed to daven again. Okay, we'll see with certain conditions. Ma'u shigmurus habrochim nisker be'emtza habrocha ba'achas min habrocha shetor, in anyone. Right, you started Atachonein, you started Hashivein Wavinu Sorasecho, Slachlonu, and then you remember that it's Shabbos. So you finish that bracha, Rashi says, and then you continue on with Shabbos. Okay. Let's just learn one more piece, and then we'll go back, because all of these we need to fit together. Omer of Yehud, Omer Shmuel. Hamispal v'nichlus l'beis haknesses u'masu tzibur shenispalulim. Right, person davened already for sure, and then he davened biyachidus, and then he goes to shul and he finds that the tzibur is mispal and it's still zman tefila. So im yochel lechadish b'dover yochel yavzor v'yispal. Im lav al yavzor v'yispal. If he can be mechadish something in his tefila, then he can daven what's called the tefilas nedava. He can daven an extra tefila that's called tefilas nedava with a chiddush in it. And im lav, but if he has nothing to be machadish, then he's not allowed to daven again. Can't daven again just stam. The tzrichon. You need all these cases. The yashmin and kamaisa honey mila yochid v'yochid. If we only have the first case that if you daven, you shouldn't daven again, right? That's where a person davened and now he's by himself and he's davening again by himself. So if he davened already, then he's posek, and he doesn't daven again. O tzibur v'tzibur. Or he davened v'tzibur, and now he wants to daven again v'tzibur. Aval yochid l'gavi tzibur k'mandal o tzoligomi. But over here it's a new case. You daven v'yachidus, and now you're v'tzibur. So I might think that tefillah v'tzibur is so much different than tefillah v'yochid, that's like you didn't daven yet. Tefillah v'tzibur is a completely different thing. So if you daven v'yochid, now you're v'tzibur, you can daven again. It's a new tefillah, new kind of tefillah. Kamash malon, no. The Iyashmin and Hachan, if it only heard this case, that even where you daven b'yachidus, you can't daven again b'tzibur, so kol shekein, you can't daven again where you're yochid, or if you daven the first time b'tzibur, no. Hacha mishum galo aschuba. Here you didn't start Shemon Esrei. So I might think that's why you don't daven, even if the first Shemon Esrei was b'yachid, and now you're b'tzibur. Avalhosan the Askelba over there, where you started Shimon Esrei by mistake, and you already had David. Maybe then you finish. Right? Emolo, Tricho. Therefore, you need both cases. You need the first case to tell me that even if you started and you remembered your David, you don't complete, you don't finish. And you need this case to tell me that even if the second Shimon Esrei is Mitzibur and the first one was Biyachid, you also don't, what's it called, stam say another Shimon Esrei again. Rashi. Yachid, the Yachid. Okay, so mind you, please, you're not, no questions, okay? If I don't answer, you can ask me after the shiur. But we'll get to the Yachid, the Mechadish. Yachid, the Yachid, kishishpal tchi lohoye Yachid, ukishishachach shishpal, the hishchich lishpal lohoye be Yachid. The first cases are where you not sure if you daven, you daven be Yachidus. And now the case where you now remember you daven, you're also be Yachidus. Or you were davening b'tzibur, both Shimon Esreis. To go nasora achar asora. You forgot you davened with the first minion, and now you started davening with the second minion. And then you remembered that you davened with the first minion. Okay. So now let's see what's here. A few different things. First of all, the first case we had is that Sopik, Hispalo, Sopik lo Hispalo. So we have a machlokus, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you should daven again. Right? And we said there's two ways of learning this machlokus. One is that Rabbi Elezer says that you can't daven again, it's usher to daven again. And Rabbi Yochanan holds you can daven again, you should daven again. And the second way of learning is Rabbi Elezer holds you don't have to daven again. And Rabbi Yochanan holds you have to daven again. But everybody holds if you want to, you could. Okay, if that's the case. The next case, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. You were standing Shimon Esrei, and you remembered you already davened. So there it says, Betheirish, Posek, Bechorah, you're not allowed to continue. Says the Rith, this goes even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who said before that you can daven again, here is different. Why? Because here you started to daven with L'Shem Chovah. Your beginning of your Shmon Esrei was L'Shem Tzvilah Shmon Esrei Shalchovah. Now already you remembered your daven, you want to finish as a nedava. That you can't do. You can't make one Shmon Esrei Chovah in the beginning and nedava in the end. You started L'Shem Chovah, you have to finish L'Shem Chovah, and L'Shem Chovah, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you can't daven again. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, even according to Yochanan, it says L'Vai Shispal Oven Kol HaYom Kulo, right, that's only where you're davening L'shem Nedava, right? You're not sure if you davened or not. You're going to daven now just to cover yourself from the suffering. But if you davened before, so then we'll see that you can daven a Tfilas Nedava, like what's it called, like Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. You're allowed to daven a Tfilas Nedava, but that's only if you start Shmon Esrei as a Tfilas Nedava. So if you daven L'shem Nedava, it's fine. But if you start L'shem Chovah, you can't finish off L'shem Nedava, says the Rith. And therefore, this halacha is lekulei alma. Based on this rif, the Rambam says, therefore, at Mariv, which anyway is a tefilas nedava, Mariv is a rishus, right? So, therefore, what's it called? Mariv, you're allowed to finish off if you realize you're a daven. That's what the Rambam says. And the Ravid argues on the Rambam, and the Ravid holds that since lemaisa, we are makabel Mariv as a minig, as if it's a chiyuv. It has the same halacha as Shachris and Mincha. If you started and you thought you didn't daven, you can't finish, because here also same thing. The beginning was the chiyuv, at least the chiyuv that we're makabel on ourselves, and the end is only nedava. You can't do that. The Ravid is a different Ravid, not the Ravid Bal HaSagos. The Ravid holds that you could be Messiah if you want. The only thing is that Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, right, is cholik on Rabbi Yochanan, right? And you could be mamshich as a, what's it called, as a nedava. Rabbi Yochanan holds levai shispal kol hayom, not like the Rif, that if you want to finish, you can finish. And the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says you're not allowed to finish. Okay. Now, Shabbos, let's go to that next. And then we'll go to Tzilas Nedava. No, yeah, because it goes to this. Okay, first Shabbos. Rashi, the Re, the Rosh, all learn, like Rashi says, the Feirish, it's talking about all the brachas. You said 10 of the brachas of Chol, and then you remember that it's Shabbos. You finish that bracha, whichever one you're in, and then you start Atokidasht or whatever else. Okay. The Rabbeinu Osher Miluniel says that this whole shaila is only the Gabi Atachonin Lodam Das, which is Yerushalmi that says that you say Atachonin on Shabbos also, because in Ein Das, Tfila Menayin, you can't daven if you don't have Das. So even on Shabbos, really, you should say Atachonin. Except the Rabbanan didn't want to be Matriach you, so you don't say Atachonin on Shabbos. There is a sheet that you do say Atachonin on Shabbos. For the Maisa, what's it called? In the Bach brings a makor to the Rabbeinu Osher Miluniel from Yerushalmi that it's only talking about Atachonin, and really it depends on the following shaila. From our Gemara, it seems clear that really you could daven 18 brachas on Shabbos, no problem at all. Except the Rabbanan didn't want to be matriach. So that is Rashi's svara that really there's a place for this Shmona Esrei completely on Shabbos. The only thing is, Rabbanan, we're mekel on you, so if you already started, finish the bracha. There is another svara, right, that it's aser to be shoel tzrocha b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask for personal things on Shabbos. So really, you're not allowed to daven Shmona Esrei on Shabbos. Atachonin lodam das is an exception. So therefore, the other brachas have no place on Shabbos. And therefore, if you started them, you don't finish them. The Gemara is only talking about Atachonin, which has a place on Shabbos, but the Rabbanu were makel not to make you say it. But the other brachas have no place because they are personal bakashas that you don't ask. What does Rashi do? Because personal bakashas that are part of Seder Hayom, right, that you normally do all the time, they're not specific things that are bothering you at that moment, right, if somebody's sick or whatever. But Rifa'inu Hashem, which is a general thing, you could say on Shabbos. And that's pretty much the way the Achronim hold, that these kinds of general, bakashos are really mutter on Shabbos. And the only reason you don't say Shmon Esrei brachas is because lo etrechu rabbanon, and therefore any bracha that you started, you finish. But according to Rabbeinu Osher Miluniel, the reason you don't say Shmon Esrei on Shabbos is because you're not allowed to say these brachas. The only exception is Atachonin, and that's what the Gemara is talking about, that first bracha Atachonin. Okay, then now, based on this, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam hold that Musaf is different. Musaf, there wouldn't be any Shmon Esrei brachas if it was a regular day. Musaf is specifically for Shabbos. So there's no place for Shmona Esrei brachas of Musaf. And therefore, what's it called? In Musaf, if you started Shmona Esrei by accident, you stop wherever you were and you start Musaf. The Raivid, the Rosh, and the Rashba argue, and they say that even by Musaf, it's Shaykh Shmona Esrei brachas. Right? There's even a Yerushalmi, the Tosus brings down, that Musaf B'chol, right? Musaf Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed. They used to daven Shmon Esrei brachas, regular thing, and add a 19th bracha for Musaf. Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim and Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. They used to say our whole Nusach of Rosh Chodesh or the Nusach of Chol HaMoed and add it to the regular Shmon Esrei. So they had 19 brachas. So possible that Musaf also could have been Shmon Esrei brachas, except why didn't they do that? Because they weren't Matriach. So therefore, even in Musaf, if you started, what's it called? One of the brachas, or any of the brachas of Shmon Esrei, a Musaf of Shabbos, you also finish. The Ra'ah holds that he makes a pshara. He says, Musaf, if you started Atachonin, you finish. Like, that's at least like the Rabaran Miluniel, like Osher Miluniel, right? But if what's it called, any of the other brachas, that taka you don't. That has no place. But Atachonin, according to everybody, has some place in every Shmon Esrei. Okay. In any case, the Beis Yosef is machria like the Rambam, that by Musaf you stop immediately, you don't finish off the bracha, and the Shulchan Aruch brings both dayas. He brings the first day like the Ravid, that you do finish the bracha by Musaf. The Rambam he brings as a Yesh Omrim, and the Achronim Paskin like the Rambam, that you don't in Musaf, if you start Tfilas Chol by mistake, you stop even by Atachonin. You don't finish any bracha, and you start Musaf of Shabbos, what's it called? Now, what happens if you daven Shmona Esrei, therefore, on Shabbos, and you didn't mention Shabbos Bechlal? So we said, now, really, you should daven Shmona Esrei, except the Rabbanim weren't Matriach you. Okay? Does that mean that if you daven Shmona Esrei, you're Yotze? Right? Okay, so you were Matriach. But really, Shmona Esrei, or no? Right? Since you didn't mention Shabbos, you're not Yotze Shmona Esrei without Shabbos. There's two Girsos in the Rambam. One says Yotze and one says Lo Yotze. And some say that they're both Emes. that the Rambam, where he says Yotzeh, is where you mention Shabbos at least somewhere there. You didn't make a special bracha, but you mention Shabbos, right? You said Yalav Yovo when you mentioned Shabbos, right? B'yoma Shabbos has it. But when you didn't mention Shabbos at all, then you're not Yotzeh, right? And others hold that, what's it called, that the Rambam holds you Yotzeh even if you didn't mention Shabbos at all. Because really you should daven just a regular Shemoneh Esrei and Shabbos. The only reason we daven a special Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei is because Lo Atrechu Rabbanan. So they ask, why is it worse than Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, where if you didn't, you daven a regular Shemoneh Esrei, and you didn't, what's it called, mention Rosh Chodesh, right? You didn't say Yalav Yavo, you have to daven again. Why is Shabbos different? So they say, very caution. Because Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, they were Matriach you. But Shabbos, they didn't, weren't Matriach you. So they weren't Matriach you to daven again if you didn't mention Shabbos or whatever. And Halach is Lamaisa that that you, what's it called, do have to say Shemoneh Esrei again. Okay. Now, we mentioned a Tfilas Nedova with a Chiddush. That's possible that even if you're not Chayiv to daven again, if you want to be Mitznadev to daven and Nedova, not Al Tzachiyuv, that you can daven again. So the Rambam holds that that's only where you're not Mispal Misothik. In other words, you just not want to volunteer an extra Shemoneh Esrei, then with a Chiddush you can do such a thing. But if you're davening, because you're not sure if you davened already, so you're davening again, then Ein Lecha Chiddush Gadol Mizeh. The Chiddush is that you have a Sothik. So you don't have to Mechadish anything, you're allowed to daven again, Misothik, that's Halacha, you daven again. The Shulchan Aruch says, what's it called? No, just the opposite. The Rambam holds that when you're davening again Misafik, you have to mechadish something. That halacha applies even when you're davening Misafik, and the Shulchan Aruch holds that Ein Lecha Chiddush Gadol Mizeh, since you're davening Misafik, that's like you're mechadish something. The Chiddush is that you have to daven because you're a Misafik. What is this Chiddush? What's the Chiddush you have to make? So the Rivivon says the Chiddush is you have to have extra kavon. It's not in adding new things to the Shemoneh Esrei, it's having more kavon than you had the first time. If you can daven another Shemoneh Esrei with more kavana, then that's called mechadish. The Rosh holds that you have to add something that you didn't say in the first Shemoneh Esrei. You add a new bakasha that you didn't say before, right? And he has another stipulation. You have to be sure that in this new Shemoneh Esrei that's totally voluntary, you can have kavana from beginning to end. If you're not sure if you'll have kavana from beginning to end, then you're not allowed to daven a Tfilas Nedava. And you also have to mechadish something that you didn't say in the first one, Esrei. You have to add something that you didn't say in the first one, a new bakasha. And the Rif holds, the Ramah holds, that the Chiddush has to be something that you couldn't have said in the first one, Esrei, because it just came up now. Right? You have a new, somebody just got sick, and now you want to daven for him. Then you can say a new Shemoneh Esrei. But if that guy was sick before, and you could have said it in the first Shemoneh Esrei, then that's not called the Chiddush in the second Shemoneh Esrei. So with all these stipulations, basically the Achronim say that we don't daven Tfilas Nedava. We're not sure that it's enough that we daven the first Shemoneh Esrei, right, and we're Yotzeh, right, to daven a new Shemoneh Esrei, and to be sure you can mechaven Mirosh V'Yatzov, and mechadish something that you weren't, what didn't exist before, the conditions are almost impossible to have. The Rif also says that there's no Tfilas Nedava but Tzibur. Tzibur can't daven a Tfilas Nedava, just like a Tzibur doesn't bring a Korban Nedava, the Chiyuv, right? And also Musaf, which is not Rachamim. So Levaishi, you spell Kol HaYom, but it's Rachamim. Musaf is not Rachamim. Therefore, you can't daven a Tfilas Nedava of Musaf either. And the Rambam adds, any Shabbos and Yontif Tfilah is not the Iker Rachamim, and therefore, you can't daven a Tfilas Nedava on Shabbos and Yontif either. And that's pretty much how we hold, that even if you could daven a Tfilas Nedava, not Musaf, not Shabbos and Yontif, and not the Tzibur. Okay. Omar Rav Huna, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, Umotz HaTzibur Shemispalulim, a person comes to shul, and he finds that the tzibur is already up to Shemoneh Esrei. So, Im Yochol HaHaschu V'Ligmur, Ad Shelo Yagia Shatz L'Modim, if you can start your Shemoneh Esrei and finish it before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, okay, then you spal. Then you should start your silent Shemoneh Esrei and finish before Modim, so you can say Modim, you can bow by Modim with the Tzibur. The Imlav, Al Yispal. If not, don't start. Wait till after Modim to start. Okay. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, im yochel lahashcha v'ligmarat shalu yagir shabbos l'kedusha yispal, v'im lav al yispal. Right? No, it's not totally in modim. If you can start your silent Shmon Esrei and finish before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha, then you can start. But if you're going to be in the middle of your Shmon Esrei by Kedusha, then you shouldn't start. Then you should wait till after Kedusha, at least according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We'll see by Modim what he holds by Modim. The Maikom Iflige, what's the Machlokas, whether you have to finish by Kedusha or finish by Modim. Mar Sover Yochid Omer Kedusha. Mar Sover Ein Yochid Omer Kedusha. One holds that a Yochid, when he davens, what's it called, says Kedusha. That as a Yochid, you say Kedusha in your silent Shmon Esrei. And the other one holds that a Yochid doesn't say Kedusha in his silent Shmon Esrei. So if he's not going to hear it with, together with the Shatz, he's not going to say Kedusha. So he shouldn't start his silent Shmon Esrei. He's not going to finish by the time the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha. He'll miss Kedusha. But if you hold that you say Kedusha anyway in your own silent Shmon Esrei, then there's no problem. V'chein omer ava ba'ada bar'ava, minayin she'in ha'yochid omer kedusha. Right? Now we have what's a koravada bar'ava holds, like the man the Omru says, that a yochid does not say kedusha. She'ne'emar v'nikdashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael. Kol dover she'bikdusha lo yehei pochos me'asore. Anything that's a dover she'bikdusha, which we'll see in a little while what it is, has to be 10 people. My mashma, where do you know that from? The Toni Rabbanai, achva the Rebchia bar'ava, as yetoch toch. We learn Xerishova Toch Toch, Ksiv Hoch of Nikdashti Besoch Ben Israel, by Divrei Kedusha. It says Toch, Nikdashti Besoch Ben Israel, Ksiv Hoshon Hibadl Mitocha Eda Hazos. And that Eda was the Meraglim. And only the 10 who were the Motzi Diva are referred to over there. Get away from these 10. So there were 10. Malahal and Asora, Afkan Asora. Okay. Rashi. Rav Huna Sover, Yochid Amispalim Atzibur, Omer Kodosh. If a Yochid's davening with the Tzibur, then in his own private Shmon Esrei, he says Kedusha. In Lo Gomer Achlo Hilkach, In Lo Gomer Achlo Yagi Ashatz Le Kodosh, Leslan Bo. What's the difference? He's going to say Kedusha anyway on himself. Avol Modim, Avol Pishi Yochid Omer Modim. By Modim, though, even though a Yochid also says Modim in his silent Shmon Esrei, according to everybody. Right? Modim is one of the brachas. Right? In Eino Omro Imatzibur, Haroes Kulam Korin, the Hu Eino Korea, Nirika Kofer Mishachavero Mishtachavim Lo. Right? If they see him not bowing and everybody else bowing, right, then it's not a proper thing. Looks like he's Kofer and whoever, the Rabbanu Shalom, whoever else is bowing to. Okay. So, Tosus over here says that the reason why you have to finish before, and Lamaisa, let's just see the Tosis first, and then, because there's a lot of information here that's important. The reason that you have to finish before Modim, according to everybody, and according to us before Kedusha, because we don't say Kedusha, right, as a Yochid, so if you're not going to finish by Kedusha, you're going to miss Kedusha. So the reason is that you should be able to bow by Modim, okay? Has nothing to do with Modim Drabonin, because that Tosa says there's no Iker in the Shas altogether, even though in Sota it's Master, there's such a thing as Modim Drabonin. But the Lamaisa, it's not out, you should be able to say Modim Drabonin. It's in order you should be able to bow. And therefore, what's it called? Therefore, he says that if you get to Modim in your silent Shmon Esrei, the same time the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim in his Chazar Sashas, also okay. Right? You can start Shmon Esrei in order to get to Modim in the time when what's it called, the Shliach Tzibur, then you'll be bowing together with him. Because you're bowing for your Modim, at the same time he's bowing for his Modim. That's no problem. But otherwise, what's it called? Rabbeinu Tam, when he was davening, and he was marich in his tefillah, he started together with the Tzibur, except he went longer than the Tzibur. And then the Shliach Tzibur got to Modim. Wherever he was holding, he would bow by Modim. Right? And you can do that. And if that's the case, then why can't you start Shmon Esrei and just bow whenever the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim? So he says, you don't do that lechatchila. That's only if, b'dieved, you're stuck in the middle of Shmon Esrei and you have no other choice. Then you can bow, as long as you're not bowing, the Achronim say, in the beginning of a bracha that you're saying, because you're not allowed to bow at the beginning of any bracha or the end of a bracha. But if you're in the middle of a bracha, you can bow. But to do it lechatchila, to start Shmon Esrei in a time that you know you're going to have to bow in the middle of one of the other brachas, that's not proper. But if it, you're caught in such a situation, then you bow wherever you are, together with the shas. Then he has another shaila. What happens? You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and now you hear Kedusha. Right? You're davening along with Shmoneh Esrei. You didn't start, you know, you're not allowed to start Shmoneh Esrei if you can't get to Kedusha. But you started Shmoneh Esrei with everybody else, and now they're saying Kedusha, and you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. What do you do? So Rashi in Sukkah says that, what's it called? You stop, and you listen. And, what's it called? And Shomei Ka'ona. And your Yotze, Shomei Ka'ona. And Tosfos says, no, better not to stop and listen, because what's it called? If you stop and listen in Shomei Ka'ona, you're being Matzik. You're Matzik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. If Shomei is Ka'ona, then it's like you're being Matzik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So better not to stop and listen. And Lamaisa, what's it called? The minig is, Mimako, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, saying, Mimakokum Nogu An Lishtok Lishmo Vagodla Minig. Even though we hold Laloch, he shouldn't do that. But the minig is, you have to do it. That's what we do. You stop and listen. And here is the Makor of the big machlokas, what Shomea Ka'on is. We already mentioned it in another shir. Shomea Ka'on can be, it's mamish like you're saying it, then Rabbeinu Tam is right. If your mom is saying Kedusha in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, you can't do that. Or Shomea Ka'on is, I'm not saying anything. I'm Yotze with what the other person is saying. Then it's not Hetzik at all. I'm not saying anything. So Rashi holds that it's like the other person is saying it, and you're Yotze. And Rabbeinu Tam held that it's like you're saying it, therefore you can't be Mafsik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, even to be Shomei Ka'ona. Okay. The, you stop and you listen. Okay. The, okay, another thing. He brings down Yerushalmi, that this halacha applies also to the Omein of Hakel HaKadosh and the Omein of Shomei HaTfila. Okay? And you have to, what's it called, finish Shmoneh Esrei before the Chazan gets to Hakel HaKadosh. In other words, whatever kind of combination you can get that you want to start after Hakel HaKadosh to finish before Shomei HaTfila, not just Modim. You have to worry about Shomei HaTfila also. And Hakel HaKadosh. You have to cheshbon that in. Will you be free to answer the Omein of Hakel HaKadosh and the Omein of Shomei HaTfila if you're going to daven, what's it called, and start later than the Tzibur did? Okay. Now, so Mela, you have to take both into consideration. Mostly, Tosis, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yona, all hold that Halach is like both of them. Like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and like Rav Huna, that you have to cheshbin Kedusha and Moldim. Right? So if you started after Kedusha, you have to make sure you're going to be finished before Moldim. Also, now, with this Yerushalmi, you have to also be taking the cheshbin, you have to be finished before Shomei HaTfila. So you'll be able to answer to Shomei HaTfila. Meiri holds that we only hold that Kedusha is a problem, and Moldim you don't have to worry about. And if you can be Korea for Moldim in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, you can start, not like Tosa says, you can start Shmoneh Esrei late, as long as, and Moldim you don't have to worry about, as long as you started after Kedusha, and Moldim you can bow whenever you are, even Lechatchila. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch and the Tur both pass from like Tosa and the Rosh, that you shouldn't start if you're not going to be able to say Moldim before the Chazan gets the Moldim. We also have to take into Cheshbin the Hakel HaKadosh and Shomei HaTfila, like the Yerushalmi. So all of those things are Cheshbonos, if you can start your Shmoneh Esrei or not. Now the Mechaber also adds another Cheshbin. You have to be able to finish your Shmoneh Esrei before they get to the Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei. You have to be able to answer to that Kaddish too, and that's usually by Mariv, because otherwise you have all these other Cheshbonos, so you're not going to squeeze your Shmoneh Esrei between, you know, what's it called, Modim and the Kaddish. Some people could, maybe. Maybe we could do it before, because it's always over Shalom and the Kaddish, but in any case, that's not normal. And the Mele would be applied by Shachris too. You shouldn't start your Shmoneh Esrei till the Chazan finishes the Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei. And, the Rith brings down the name of Haigon. There's another Eitzah. If you come and you found that the Tzibur is davening, you can start your Shmoneh Esrei together with the Chazoras HaShatz, and say together with Chazoras HaShatz, and you say Kedusha then together with the Chazan. Since everybody's saying Kedusha, you could say too. So it's not B'yochid. And the Mechaber says the Chatchila, you're allowed to do that. And the Ramah says better to wait till after Kedusha to start your own Shemoneh Esrei, and not to start together with the Chazan, and that's how the Gra holds. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a mistake in the Ramah, it's a misplaced Ramah. The Ramah never meant to say that Lechatchili can do this, and Lechatchili can start together with the Chazan, and that's pretty much the minig, that you're allowed to start together with the Chazan and say Kedusha together with him. Okay. This idea of Ein Omen Kedusha, Pachos Mi'asara, right? So some say, Lechara, why can't you say Kriyashma? What's it called? Pachos Mi'asara. It's Dover Shebekdusha. Ein Lecha Dover Shebekdusha, Godel Mi'zeh. So, first of all, some say that this is only an asmach, it's only the Rabbana. Even though there's a Gzeres Shove, it's an asmach. But the Tashubats hold this Minatora, that this halacha applies Minatora, even though the things that you're saying are the Rabbana, but the halacha of saying Divrei Kedusha with a minion is a Doraisa. So if you're going to say any Divrei Kedusha with a minion is Minatora. And some say that it's only Divrei Kedusha that were Niskan to say, when a Rabbana made a takana to say something with a minion, and it's Divrei Kedusha, then you can't say it without a minion. But if it wasn't, well, there was no special takana to say it with a minion, then there's no problem. There's never a takana to say Kriyashma with a minion. Even though it's Divrei Kedusha, you could say it without a minion. Since only Asmachta, the Rabbanan had the koach to say when it applies and when it doesn't. Others say that it's only Divrei Kedusha that are not a mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah, Divrei Kedusha that are a mitzvah, not Stam Tvila, then there's no minion to say it with a minion. And some say that Kriyashma is not called Divrei Kedusha, even though it's a very holy thing, but doesn't mention the word Kodesh or Kedusha. It's only where the word Kedusha or Kodesh is mentioned that it's called Divrei Kedusha. Now, how about the other Kedushas? Kedushas Yotzer, right? You say Kodesh Kodosh in Birchas Kriyashma. And you also say Kodesh Kodosh in Kedusha the Sidra, Nevolat Tzion. Can you say those without a minion? So the Gaonim say that you should not say Kedushas Yotzer if you're davening Bechidus, only in a minion. You skip that part, the Kedusha of Yotzer, if you're davening B'yichidus. The Ran and the Meiri say that's only Kedushas Yotzer. But even according to the Gaonim, Kedusha the Sidra you could say. We'll see one second what the difference is. And the Rosh says the reason is that Kedusha the Sidra is only Zechiras Devorim. It's only saying what the Malachim do. We're not actually saying Kedusha, we're saying what they say. That's okay. And he holds by Yotzer the same thing. By Yotzer, we're just saying what the Malachim say. We're not saying it ourselves. By Kedusha, we're saying it like they say it. Then you can't do it. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah says that a Yochid does not say Kedushas Yotzer. If you're davening alone, you don't say Kedusha in Kriyashma. But there's a tshuva of the Rambam where he says you do say it. And the Rashba says that Ikur is like what says in Mishneh Torah, and you don't say it. And the Keset Mishnah quotes the Rambam's son, who says that his father had charata in the tshuva, and you do say it. Okay. And the Timanim don't say, what's it called, not Kedushas Yotzer and not Kedushas the Sidra if they're not having with a minion, based on this Rambam. They hold the Ikar of the Rambam is not to say it. The Beis Yosef, Paschins Alpi, the Zohar, that you shouldn't say Kedusha B'Yotzer without a minion. And the Ramah says the minig is takat, yes, to say it. And that's our minig. The Gra says that if you're davening B'yachidus, you should say it with the Tami HaNegina. Not as a tefillah, but more like reading from Nach. And the Mishneh Berurah says, the Maisa, what's it called, you should say it. And if you want to be Machmer, you can say it with the Tami HaNegina, but the minig is to say it no matter what. Now this idea, Ein Divrei Kedusha, Pachos Mi'asara, there are different opinions what that means. Some say you just need 10 people there, even if they're not answering and they don't even know what's going on. Right? They're sleeping. But as long as there's 10 people is enough. Some hold that the 10 people have to hear what you're saying. Right? And some hold that they have to answer too. If they don't answer, then it's almost a bracha levatola. Anytime you need asara, they have to be answering too. Okay. And, when we get to those sugyas, we'll speak a little more. Okay, let's go on a little bit more. Okay, Rabbi Huda Omer. No, we didn't finish the answer yet. Are you matzik for Yeheshmei Rab? Okay, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Do you stop and answer Yeheshmei Rab? Ki asur avdimi om Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Talmidei de Rabbi Yochanan, Amrei, lechol ein matzikin chutz min Yeheshmo HaGadol Mevorach. If you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you don't answer anything. not Kedusha, not Modim, not anything, except Yeheshmei Rabba. Yeheshmei Rabba, if you hear Yeheshmei Rabba in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you answer. Shafilu Osik B'Maisha Merkava Posik. Even if you're Osik B'Maisha Merkava, not just Shmoneh Esrei, Maisha Merkava, you also, if you hear Yeheshmei Rabba, you're Posik. But Aloch is not like that, and you're not mafsik for anything. But you see from here, like we said yesterday, Mincha time, from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that Yeheshmei Rabba is greater than Kedusha. So if you have a choice to answer Yeheshmei Rabba or Kedusha, you answer Yeheshmei Rabba. If you're in the middle of Kedusha, it could be your mafsik to say Yeheshmei Rabba. But the other way around, for sure, you're not don't mafsik for Kedusha in the middle of Yeheshmei Rabba. Rashi. Mitzik lo pasik. Tfilaso le Kedusha. Lanos imatzibor v'chein lemodim. Right? You don't, you're not posek to say, what's it called? We skipped something. The kule alma mias mitzik lo posek. You don't, what's it called? Everybody holds, you don't stop your own shmone esrei to say kedusha. Then the Gemara has a shiloh, okay, kedusha not. How about Yeshmei Rabba? The Gemara says, yes, there is an opinion that Yeshmei Rabba, you are mafsik for, but the halach is not like that. You're not mafsik in the middle of shmone esrei for anything. Right, and we said the machlokas even by keeping quiet al shomei ka'on, that's a machlokas rishonim. But to say it for sure, you don't say anything in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, the next half amud and the next whole amud here and the next three quarters of the amud deals with the inyan of Balkeri. So we're gonna split it up into what's it called the 3 days, obviously 2 days. So tomorrow we're gonna learn this, the finishing of this amud. And probably the whole next Amud, because it's not allowed to speak out, just the Gemara itself, and there's not even a Tosis, there's only Rashi, so there's nothing to speak out in the Tosis. So we'll speak about, tomorrow we'll probably just learn Gemara and Rashi on this, finish up this and learn this whole Amud. And then the next day, we'll learn till the Mishnah, and then whatever there's to speak about Balkeri, and Tfilas Ezra, we'll speak about on Tuesday.